So, Matt, if you've watched any investing show over the last 30 years, you've probably heard someone say, just build a 60-40 portfolio and you'll be fine. So is that still good advice? Or is retirement today different enough that people should rethink that strategy?
Well, that's a great question. Honestly, I think that it's not about whether 60-40 is good or bad. It could be great for some people, could be bad for others. But the real question is whether that allocation still matches what you as an individual are trying to accomplish. So let's talk about that today. We'll explain like where that idea came from and why it worked for a lot of people for a lot of years, but why retirees also might need to kind of rethink, you know, think less about percentages and more about the purpose of those dollars.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Hello there and welcome to another edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Matt McClure here with you, your host, your advisor, your friend, your pal, and your confidant.
And I am Josh Rettnoble, the attaché to the advisor, a.k.a. co-host, a.k.a. Matt's husband.
He wears many hats, has many names and many titles, but you can just call him Josh. There you go. Mm-hmm. Not Mr. Noble, because that's too formal. Listen, thank you so much for being here, whether you're watching on YouTube or whether you are listening to the podcast. Really do appreciate it every time we get together, because with you, hey, we don't have a show to begin with. So that's job one, is to thank you, because it's the most important thing. Everybody deserves a retirement they can take pride in. That is what we talk about every time. And so if you're hearing the sound of my voice, that applies to you too. No matter where you come from, who you love, how you identify, how much money you have, any of those things or more, any of the things, you deserve that retirement you can take pride in. Remember, if you are watching on YouTube, to like and subscribe.
Subscribe.
There we go. We have our subscribe theme song for you, and subscribe. And that's, I mean, it's just as simple as that. It's a very, very easy thing to do. And it really helps the algorithm. Like this video as well. Would really appreciate that. Also, if you are listening via the podcast, make sure you're subscribed as well. Leave us a nice rating and some comments. We would really, really appreciate that. Help spread the word about what Take Pride in Retirement is all about. And go to takeprideinretirement.com. You can schedule a free consultation there. We'll talk more about that as we go along. I've got personalized advice for you, but I can't give you personalized advice on the show. I can give you general advice, but on a one-on-one basis, when we meet, I can give you personalized advice about what you should be doing according to my own, best intentions and my own fiduciary responsibility and fiduciary responsibility. Yeah. And that is to act in your best interest. So there you go. That's my spiel. And today we're talking about the 60-40 portfolio. As you said, it's something that has been around for a long, long time.
Yeah. And people throw around 60-40 like it's some kind of universal rule. But where did they get that idea from? Like, where did that start?
Well, it actually started many, many years ago, many decades ago, with modern portfolio theory. It was Harry Markowitz who came up with that, largely credited with that. And 60-40 wasn't some sort of magic formula, but it was diversification. It was the idea of being diversified and not having like 60-40 specifically, right? So the 60-40 kind of stuck, but the idea of diversification is the real thing that people need to sort of focus on and take away from it. Because what Markowitz was saying and what he determined and was correct in that different investments behave in different ways, right? Not all of the things behave the same way. Some have a guaranteed rate of interest. Some move inversely of stocks, like some move with stocks like that. And that's right. Not all stocks behave the same. So combining them was the thing, that diversification, those different types of investments that behave differently. You combine those in whatever ratio, and you know, you can smooth out volatility over time. And so the famous, you know, sort of 60-40 mix simply became sort of this practical guideline, but not some hard and fast rule, right?
Yeah, so it sounds like people remembered the percentage, but maybe forgot the lesson behind it.
Yeah, 100%. And the, you know, the lesson was never everybody in the world should have a 60-40 portfolio, right? Like, it's, that's just not a thing. But many people interpreted it as that, like, you know, have a 60% stock, 40% bond portfolio forever. That was never a thing. The lesson from this and from this aspect of modern portfolio theory is and should be, every investment should serve a purpose. What is it trying to accomplish? And it becomes especially important when you get close to retirement, and really even more so in retirement.
Yeah. So why does retirement make this conversation different, though?
Well, you know, when you're working, market downturns may be inconvenient. They may keep you up at night a little bit, or give you, you know, a few more gray hairs on your head. I know a little about that these days. But, you know, when you're retired and you're taking withdrawals, it matters even more. Like, the downturn is not just something that, oh, I hope the market recovers. The downturn is something that, you know, you can't really necessarily weather as much as you used to, because if you're making withdrawals, if you're taking withdrawals, I should say, from those accounts, and the market is going through a downturn at the same time, that's a double whammy for you. You are losing value in the thing that you're already taking those withdrawals from. And so sequence of returns risk is what that is called. It's like, you know, it really matters. You think about people who may have retired in, say, 2007. And then all of a sudden, 2008, and the Great Recession happens, and all of the big losses there that took years and years and years to recover. So I call that, like, 2008 to 2018, call that the lost decade a lot of times, because the people who experienced those losses early on, because they were taking withdrawals at the same time, they never really had time to recover from the big downturn. And so, you know, retirement isn't about earning returns anymore. It's about creating income, especially dependable, hopefully guaranteed income. It's about having some liquidity. It's about having flexibility. It's about protecting the principal, protecting what you have, because then if you're taking withdrawals from that amount, you're not also, if the market's going through a downturn, then you're not being hit with that double whammy. You're just, you got a single whammy, maybe, you know, you've got that principal that is protected and won't go down when the market moves down. And you want growth still that at least keeps up with inflation, right? I mean, these are not all solved by simply saying, oh, I've got 60% stocks and 40% bonds. Yay, great for me. That's not a thing.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people assume bonds just automatically provide safety, but that's not always true.
No, not necessarily. I mean, there are some risks that come with, you know, those traditionally thought of as safe investments. Bond prices can decline. You know, rising interest rates hurt existing values of the bonds that you already have in your portfolio. Inflation reduces your purchasing power over time. And, you know, bond funds behave differently than individual bonds as well. So that's something else to consider, because if you hold, you know, a $1,000 coupon in a bond, or $1,000 bond that has whatever coupon rate it has when you buy that particular bond, it's not going to necessarily behave the same way as you have a diversified fund that you are invested in that may have a few different bonds that you're invested in. So they're generally less volatile than stocks. They still carry risks, though. And I mean, we've seen it over the past few years that bonds used to have this inverse relationship with stocks. Like, stocks would go up, bonds would go down. Bonds would go up, stocks would go down. But that has not been the case over these last several years all the time. And so that's another thing that really kind of makes the 60-40 portfolio, or any diversified portfolio, come into question a bit.
Yeah. So if retirement really isn't about hitting some perfect percentage, then what should listeners be thinking about instead?
Yeah. I mean, this is where having a plan is really, really important, right? So instead of asking, should I have that 60-40 portfolio, right? Should I be invested 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds or something else like that? Ask, what am I going to need this money for, right? What is this money trying to accomplish? It's almost like, you need to sit down and have a job interview with your money, you know? So tell me, what are your strengths and weaknesses? No, not that. We're not going into like a sequel to Office Space here or something. But let's say that, each bucket of money that you have does need a job description, what is it trying to do? Like, let's say if you got three buckets, you've got one bucket, bucket number one, that's that money that you're going to need soon. So it needs to be liquid, right? Think of this as stuff like in your checking and savings accounts, stuff that you hold in cash or cash equivalents, like that you can get to when you need it. It's like your emergency fund and that sort of thing. Bucket number two is money that you're going to need at a later date, maybe in the medium term, right? So those are your investments, the things that are growing, the things that have inflation protection maybe built in. And then in bucket number three, you're going to look at that as maybe your income. That's the long term, right? So income that you can never outlive. Something that goes in that bucket, Social Security, right? That's essentially a pension, maybe an actual pension if you are lucky enough to be one of the few Americans that still has access to that from their workplace. Fixed indexed annuities with a guaranteed lifetime income rider attached to them can also be, it's like a personal pension, essentially. It's a self-funded pension, in other words. So, not everybody needs a plan that's structured exactly in this way, with maybe a fixed indexed annuity in there, or if you don't have a pension, you are just, out of luck and, we'll see you in the poorhouse or something like that. No, not everybody should replace the bonds that are in their portfolio. A lot of people, I think, these days should seriously consider that. But every recommendation that I make about things like this, that just really depends on your individual circumstances. The goal is matching whatever tool we're going to use to the purpose that it needs to serve inside your retirement plan. And that's really where, just having a plan to begin with is the most important thing. You don't have to force every person into the same formula, whether it's 60-40 or, equals MC squared or whatever.
Yeah. And I mean, that's exactly what you do, which is great because not everyone's going to have the exact same plan. And meeting with you, that's what they can figure out. And so it's a lot less about investing. It's a lot more planning.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt can help you do that.
Hey, that's where I come in, everybody. And yeah, planning always needs to come before products. Like, different products could fit into your plan. Absolutely. Like I talked about a fixed indexed annuity a minute ago. And, that's something that could fit into your plan 100%. It might not, though. Something else might be better for you, especially if you're, maybe if you're younger or whatever. That it might not be the best fit for you in your particular circumstances. So it all comes down to what's best for you, not, ooh, what products are available and how can I push those on you and that sort of a thing. That's not where my mind goes ever at all.
Right. Like a car salesman or a timeshare salesman.
Yeah. Not that we speak from experience on the whole timeshare salesman thing.
All right. So I have a final question for you, Matthew.
Yes.
So if someone were to have built their portfolio, let's say 15 years ago, and they haven't really even looked at it since, what would you tell them today?
Look at it and look at it with a professional, right? Retirement is not a static thing. It's not set it and forget it, right? Like, your investments shouldn't be a set it and forget it thing. And so the allocation that worked, let's say if you if you set up your allocation, your portfolio at the age of 45, well, when you get to age 60, it's not going to be ideal for you, chances are, at that age, right? So that's why having these regular reviews of your retirement strategy, it's so, so important. And make sure that every investment has that clear purpose. It knows what it's doing. It has its job description, right? It knows what it's doing. It knows the goal, and that goal isn't chasing returns. Maybe earlier on in life, the goal could be chasing returns, right? Because if you're younger, you got time to make up for any losses that you might experience. But as we talked about with sequence of returns risk a few minutes ago, that you know, when you enter retirement, especially, you can't afford those big losses. So your allocation needs to be completely different than somebody in their 20s or whatever, for example. So the goal isn't chasing those returns, especially when you get close to retirement or in retirement. It's about confidence. And that's what I like to do with all of my clients, is help create that confidence, right? So, you know, if you've been using, like Josh was just saying, that same investment allocation for 15 years or however long, just because somebody told you it was the right mix, whether it was 60-40, maybe you've had that as your mix for a long time. Now is a good time, I think, to take another look at your investments, because retirement planning is not just about finding a perfect percentage. And it's not even really about that. It's about making sure that every part of your portfolio is working toward your goals. And so whatever the allocation that is right for you is what I'm going to tell you when we sit down, when we meet. So if you'd like a second opinion on that retirement strategy, I'd be glad to give you one. And I'd be happy to sit down with you. We'll have a complimentary review of your retirement strategy, look at where your money is today and where it could go on with your current plan. But then where you could also be with a recommended plan that I can present to you based on your individual situation. And again, if you are a member of the LGBTQ plus community, sit down with someone who not only is someone who understands or who is empathetic toward you and your life experience, but someone who's also a member of the LGBTQ plus community and someone who, you know, really does take this job very seriously, of helping everyone who's a member of community, ally, whatever, you know, have a retirement they can take pride in. That is the whole reason behind this show, as we talked about a couple episodes ago, right? And so schedule that complimentary consultation. Just visit takeprideinretirement.com. Takeprideinretirement.com, once again, is the website. You can also call if that's your thing and leave me a message. I'll call you back. 855-246-9211. 855-246-9211. I would love the opportunity to meet with you and help you build a retirement that you can take pride in. And what is it, Josh, that you always say? I am the advisor who what?
That cares.
Yes. That's my claim to fame. The advisor who cares. All right. Well, Mr. Attaché, thank you for helping guide me through this particular episode. As always, appreciate it very much.
Pleasure, Mr. McClure.
and a pleasure, Ms. Walker. Thank you so much for watching and or listening to this particular episode of Take Pride in Retirement as well. Again, without you, we don't have a show. So thank you so much. Spread the word. Really would appreciate that as well. Until next time, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ plus community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Matt McClure and Active Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not in any way refer to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.